This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The one and only, and he's an ambassador for Mardi Gras this year, the wonderful and lovely and very gorgeous Joel Creasy. Are you there, Joel?
Good morning, and thank you very much. What a compliment. If you don't like comedy, I love that. Thank you.
Joel, you were absolutely fantastic. It was an event associated with the Victorian Minister for Equality in Albert Park in Melbourne.
Oh, yes. And you remember, that was a fun night.
Oh, my God. Well, you made it a fun night. It was like a serious night, you know, like everything that I do in my life, it's serious. Like even today, we've had serious conversations with people. And I'm hoping that what we might do is just move this up a beat or two as we actually sort of, you know, work towards ending this show this afternoon, this morning.
Absolutely. Well, I'm here in Sydney, pumped and ready for Mardi Gras. And you know what? It's my first Mardi Gras.
Oh, is it really?
Really?
Yes. It's my first parade. I was here a few years ago and for like another gig and missed the parade and then went to the after party and met my now ex-boyfriend. So I'm hoping tonight to meet a husband.
Well, you might meet your boss here tonight too, actually.
Yeah. Oh, and my boss, yes, who could hopefully be my husband. That would be a great
compliment. You like older daddies, do you?
Oh, look, I like, old, like really, really, really old, very rich with a terminal disease. That's what I like.
what a shame. Mike's not that old. I don't think he's that rich, and he's definitely not terminal, so he'd probably have to come off the list.
No, I think he's got a few years left.
Father, no, I'm looking for more of like a Jeffrey Edelson type situation.
Oh, hey, I had to say that on
there. I tell you what, it would have to be very dark. It would have to be very dark.
And I'd have to be very desperate. But
So, Joel, what does Mardi Gras mean for you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm 26, and I was thinking about it the other day, and to me, you know, like, you know, I've been very lucky to have come through, you know, in high school. I was out in high school, and you know, it wasn't actually the other students that really had a problem with it. It was maybe some of the teachers, but I've never really experienced terrible homophobia. Like, of course, I've had it. People on the street have said stuff, but I've never to the degree that, you know, generations before me have. So for me, it's a celebration. But it's also a reflection and a kind of a thank you to the people that came before us and made it so easy for me to go to school.
Joel, I recall the lovely story that you're told about coming out to your father, and he offered you spaghetti bolognese for dinner.
I know, it was so lackluster because, you know, I thought I was going to sit my parents down and tell them I was gay, and then I was going to run away from home for 2 weeks, and it was going to be like an Annie type situation. And then I sat my parents down and told them I was gay, and they said, cool, we're having pasta for dinner. And I said, well, I don't think he heard me. I said, I'm gay, you know, I can't eat carbs anymore. So very disappointed.
So a big bowl of spag bowl was what you got offered.
Yeah, big bowl of spag bowl. I said, oh, come on, that's not, what am I going to tell Oprah?
So what's your role tonight with the parade and with SBS, and so I'm giving them another plug, and I'm allowed to because they're a community broadcaster. SBS Digital are carrying us around Australia all weekend, and of course they're covering the parade. We're working with very closely. What's your role in all that tonight?
Well, I'm hosting the broadcast for SBS, so with alongside Emma Siano, Christina Rigoli, and Patrick Ford. And we'll be there, in the middle of Taylor Square, and we'll be introducing all the floats, commentating, interviewing some of the big celebrities in town, like Lucy Lawless, Dina is here, so we've got her on the show, and just being in the thick of it, so which is exciting. Hopefully the rain holds out, but you know, God's glitter, it'll just make everyone's muscles shine even more.
And look, you know, one of the questions that you ask people who attend Mardi Gras is, what are you going to wear?
Well, the thing is, because I'm hosting, I'm wearing a suit. So I'm actually quite formal, but I do have a pair of cut-off overalls for the after party, just to remind myself that I am pretty skanky.
So you might get hot and sweaty while you're out there doing your thing in the suit tonight.
I know, although everyone else will be moving and dancing, and I'll be sitting on we've got sort of like a couch type situation going on stage, so I'll be sitting there. So, you know, who knows? I might get a little hot and sweaty when some of the people come by in no clothes.
And so what will you actually be talking about?
We'll be giving all information on every flight, the backstory of every flight, the history, also just talking about how many people are marching on each float, which, you know, celebrities on which float, and kind of history of Mardi Gras in general. Plus, on top of that, we've got a whole bunch of different gorgeous packages and stories that we'll be introducing as well that have been filmed over the last few months about the gay community and different people in the gay community and different stories of struggles and celebration of people's lives. So it's a jam-packed show.
How long have you been preparing for this?
Quite a while, actually. I mean, I wanted to be the host of Mardi Gras for years. I've been here all week preparing, but we've been preparing for months and months, and they've been filming these packages for months, and, just like a gay man preparing for Mardi Gras, you know, we've been shredding for our show.
We spoke actually last week on Saturday Magazine. You went on TAS, but to your colleague Patrick Abood.
Oh yes, he's gorgeous.
And you know about it. Look, it's a huge undertaking for SBS, isn't it? You know,
it's a massive show, and there's so many, you know, there's so many flights, and it just happens all at once. So we have to be really super prepared. So that's why there's four of us. And we'll see if we're up for the tie tonight, because Faustina and Patrick have done it for the last few years. It's Em and my first year, so hopefully we don't throw everybody off. But I think I think we're in good shape. We all met up yesterday, and I think we're ready to go.
Well, I really hope it is a good night for you. The weather holds up, and, you know, again, you've got to feel pretty proud to be doing it, because, you know, there's a lot of competition, Joel. Whatever you do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've had them all killed off.
You don't want to get hit in the back of the head with a heel, you know.
No, absolutely not. By some bitter drag queen. I'll be doing my best tonight. So I'll be on my best behaviour, and then later I'll be on my worst behaviour. That's how it's going to go.
Joel, thank you very much. We've had a little bit of confusion this morning because we were expecting a call from some more politicians, but they actually didn't come through. And apparently they are now on the line. So we're going to take that call very shortly.
So we're going to dump you.
Oh, well, fair enough. It's like every one of my relationships.
That's right. That's right.
But Joel, what are your messages for the LGBTI communities today?
Today, I just say, like, celebrate, have a great time. And particularly, you know, I'm a representative, of young gay men, and I'll say, you know, it's, you know, look, abs and muscles are great, but, you know, they're not necessary. Sometimes I think there's a little bit too much body shaming goes on. And I say, you know, just love yourself. And really, at the end of the day, you know, none of that. You know, no matter how many times you've been to the gym this week, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Good message.
And play safe.
Yes, absolutely, and have fun.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joel.
Thanks so much, Joel. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much, Ty.
And have fun, and congratulations to get the gig. It's good stuff.
Thank you very much. Happy Mardi Gras.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.